Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory. And yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. I trust you all are enjoying this teaching on what is true faith. But more important, I hope the Holy Spirit has been able to touch your spirit and open up the eyes of your understanding to the truth about faith and how it truly functions and operates. Not by emotions or intellect. Oh, no, my friend. Faith comes to be in us as we open up to God's Word and hear it with our spiritual ears. And if we do, this then we will know what God wants, what God is doing in any given situation or circumstance, and what our part, and only our part, is, and what we are to do and say to help God's will be accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. Of course, at the end of this wonderful process, we find one of the greatest truths about faith. And that is, listen closely, my friend, faith is my trust, my dependency upon, my reliance upon, my surrender, and the losing of my life to God through Christ Jesus. Wow. What a bedrock truth we must embrace if we're going to walk with the Lord in any meaningful way. Oh, yeah, I know. Now, wait a minute. We can go to church and we can sing in the choir, play some instrument, or pay our tithes, help the pastor out in some way, cut the grass, and even wash the windows. But all of this will never, no, never, ever enable us to come to know God in a meaningful way. It will all just be what the Chinese call look-see pigeon, or what I call big city religion. You know, that will do nothing for us in the end. I have seen this religiosity and traditions of men all of my life. One church after the other. All man-focused, denominational run. All pushing a hip Jesus so the unsaved will come to our church so that they can be swayed into believing they are worshiping God. But in reality, they have been deceived, and they know not a holy God. Now, this is for my pastor friends. My pastor friends, you must do better. Let me say that again. You must do better. God is watching. He's listening. But more importantly, God is taking names. Amen? As I said last week, this week we will start looking at faith based on hearing God's revelation. And of course, God's revelation is what God is speaking to us. Now, last week we ended talking about our need for surrender and the losing of our life to do this. Now, we all must come to a dependency on God. My friend, there are no lone rangers out there. We all, those who love and believe on Him, those who have Christ dwelling in them, are dependent on God and some of God's children. I like that so much I'm going to say it again. Those who have Christ dwelling in them are dependent on God and some of God's children. But many would say in the world, why would I need to depend on God? Many would say, it would only be possible for me to depend on God if I had a revelation that God was dependable. Why else would I lose my life to Jesus Christ in an unconditional surrender, which, my friend, is under the work of the cross? But unless I have a revelation of the truth of this to where I could unqualifiedly say to God, into your hands I commend my spirit, as Jesus did. Wow. How many would see again that we cannot have real faith? Let me say this again. We cannot have real faith. We cannot have true faith. We cannot have the faith of Jesus Christ to depend upon God. We cannot have true faith to give our life to Jesus Christ unto a total loss under the work of the cross unless we have receive some type of revelation that God is dependable and faithful. God's faithfulness to us must be one of the anchors that holds our soul. Wow. God's faithfulness, his reliance, his love, all of these things must be some anchors that will hold our soul. If not, we will never be sure of God's love and care for us. Oh no. There will always be doubt, a question in the back of our mind that will work as a hook to snag wrong thinking and bad thoughts, to overwhelm our mind and our thinking and our heart. My friend, we must totally resolve the question of God's faithfulness. Let me say that again. We must totally resolve the question of God's faithfulness to us after we make our commitment and we dedicate our lives to the Lord. Well, guess what? This brings us right back to Romans 10:17 in the Greek. Faith cometh by hearing a word from God. That's right. God is going to reveal himself in Christ. My friend, Christ is the word from God. Wow. The revelation is the unfolding of Christ, which is the word of God spoken here in Romans 10:17. Now, if we hear, we're going to come into the truth. Wow, let me say that again. If we hear God speak, then we're going to come into the truth. If not, then we will only be able to come into the lie. This is critical, my friend, and we must get this. It may be small and elementary, you know, a very small realization of the faithfulness of God, or it may be large, or it may be profound, but if we come into the realization of Christ by hearing God's revelation of himself, then the faith which comes to be in us is going to be real. It will grip our heart. And, you know, wow, then there's going to begin to be a relationship with God and based not on works in the church and all that good stuff or what I can do, but on becoming and based on faith, true faith, the faith of Jesus Christ. Because God cannot reveal himself to us in any other way except by the truth. And the truth is that God is dependable, that God is reliable, and God is faithful. The truth is Jesus is Lord of all of our lives. This is the only truth there is. And this is how God will reveal himself. Now, we can memorize all the precepts and the concepts and all of the doctrines, but when the test comes, and my friend, I promise you, the test will come, all the stuff that we thought we knew and stuff will wear very thin. We will find out we cannot believe them religiously, intellectually, and especially emotionally. But if we have actually seen that God is real, and we know that God is faithful, then real faith has come to be in us. I guess the measure of faith, true faith, the faith of Jesus Christ is in us, will be the result or the fruit from the test of our faith. Make no mistake, my friend, our faith is going to be tested. God will see to that, I promise you. Everything we receive in God will be tested to see if it has been made a part of our ability to function and operate in God. I do not care what it is. Again, everything God gives us will be validated. It will be qualified. It will be tested by God to see if we really know what he has given us. Do we really realize those treasures that God has hidden with us? And if we apply this process of the Spirit to given events and situations and circumstances in our life, then there will be a godly outcome for us. But as strange as it may sound, we can take the spiritual process and run it, believe it or not, through our flesh. Wow. How many will know and say, well, how can we take something of the Spirit of God and in the end the results that God is looking for happens? Well, they were done in the natural man. And yet, the intentions of God were accomplished. In Matthew 7:22-24 are to me some of the scariest words in the Bible. Jesus says many Christians will stand before God and say, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out demons and devils, and in thy name done many wonderful miracles and works? Yes, all of these things were done, and all of these things were God's intention, and all of these things were done. But God said to the people, wait a minute, wait a minute. Verse 23, I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye worker that works iniquity. Wow. Depart from me, ye worker of iniquity. You did it outside the framework, outside the law, outside the way that I wanted it to be done. Wow. Next week, more on what is true faith as we continue to look at faith must be tested. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting and hoping that you have a tremendous week to come, and hoping that you tune in next week and you'll listen to more of what is true faith, so that we can be conformed more unto the character and the image of our dear and precious Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless, and we'll talk to you next week.